Doyle says the state should expand its tax deduction on tuition from roughly $4,200 per family to about $6,000. His plan would also cover books and fees at all technical colleges and universities. The governor estimates his plan would cost the state as much as $30 million in the next budget.
Believe me, in a roughly $25 billion annual state budget, I feel pretty confident if we declare that this is our priority that we'll get it done.
Meanwhile, GOP candidate Mark Green proposed a 10% tax credit for businesses that pursue research into renewable and alternative energy sources. The congressman says he'd also offer tax exemptions to consumers who purchase energy-efficient appliances and who generate their own power from wind and solar sources. Green spokesman Mike Prentice says this will benefit the environment and the economy.
The more people are using tax credits for energy efficiency, for example, that means the more energy-efficient appliances and devices they're buying, which benefits, you know, the Wisconsin businesses that sell them and the Wisconsin companies like Solar Mining in Green Bay, where we made the announcement today, that produce them.
Prentice and Doyle spokesman Anson Kay each said that their candidate would consider their rival's proposal in the upcoming budget. Couple that with the millions of tax breaks each candidate has already proposed, and it's clear that Wisconsin's next governor will have plenty of promises to keep. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.